get caught in the middle. The Three Wide Podcast will be right back after this timeout.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Another edition of Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 on the airwaves again. Today, Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas, as usual, for this NASCAR Podcast, looking at the Cape World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. This is the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, and this is your playoff watch edition of this podcast coming to you on, yes, I'm recording this a few days earlier than usual, coming at you on this new month, August 3rd, 2022. Yes, I'm sitting here recording this here late afternoon on August 3rd, 2022. More on that in just a moment. Of course, I want to put kind of a disclaimer, but a thank you to those of you who have obviously my watch and phone were just off the hook last week. Obviously, Truex Nation, shout out to Jody B, who usually does the tweets for Martin Truex Jr. I was able to at least keep track of that. I'm not usually that dude does that, but I usually comment, tweet from time to time here and there about what's going on with the number 19 machine there. So that was a lot of fun doing that, and got a lot of followers as well on top of that as well. So appreciate you guys on that note as well. Four races left going into this weekend. Four weekends left to see, obviously, with Mark Trix Jr., Bubba Wallace, Kevin Harvick, Ryan Blaney, and the rest will fill out this playoff bracket. And I'm in a camp of 16 winners. Again, there's still that glimmer of hope there. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, we will recap a little bit what took place at Indy. Well, at least for the bubble drivers are concerned anyways. Just focusing just on them on this episode. And then, of course, the episode, which will come out on Sunday, will do the whole race recap of the Indianapolis Road Course, which was something else. I tell you, I thought I was watching the Xfinity Series race or Truck Series race. That was something else. How many drivers were off the track, especially turning off of Turn 1. Of course, going back to Pocono, everybody seemed to be spinning off of Turn 3, hitting that inside wall, the front stretch toward pit road. Last week, we had guys spinning off of Turn 1 over there and some nasty hits. Thankfully, everyone was okay. I can only think of Kyle Larson's hit on Ty Dillon there, trying to either break it into one, or it looked like he was sending it there, but just a very hard hit in real time there. So thankfully, he was okay, and both drivers were okay. Walk away from that, because if Ty Dillon was not there, that could have been a whole lot worse, because I'm pretty sure he was headed toward that safer barrier after Turn 1. So there's that as well. Obviously, bowl drivers in just a second here. Yes, so real quick, for the viewers, appreciate you guys for downloading and subscribing to Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, whatever you listen to your podcast, whether that's Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, iTunes, in that good stuff, Google Play, in that good stuff there. Last week, when I kind of glanced at the numbers, at least over the week, the Playoff Watch episodes have been a huge hit in the last several weeks as well. I've been saying all along, I will keep doing these through Daytona. So that is the plan moving forward there as well. So I definitely got to appreciate you guys on downloading and subscribing that and listening to those episodes as well. So I didn't think I'll get much traffic with those, but looking at the numbers, I have. So definitely, that's a shout out to you guys out there who are retweeting the show as well. I know a few of my loyal listeners who are Martin Truex Jr. fans as well. I appreciate that. As well, make sure you continue to do that as well. That's only going to further out this podcast, continue to spread the word about this NASCAR podcast to do here in the middle of the United States. So appreciate you guys for that. Definitely, I wanted to acknowledge that for sure. So big thank you, because that Pocono Indy Playoff Watch was the most downloads on that. So now we switch over to Indy and Michigan, so it's only going to get even tighter from here. So I appreciate you guys on that. Okay, so top to bottom, right? Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr., right? They still hold the last two spots remaining. And obviously, again, thoughts and prayers go out to Kurt Busch, who is still recovering at the time of this podcast. I usually record this thing on Saturday or Sunday morning because I am occupied this weekend. I am not going to be doing that. So that's why I'm knocking these recordings this week. So I won't have that ability to get in that rush. I don't want to do that. I want to spread these out, so when it comes time for me to leave this weekend for the weekend, then I'm not scrambling like I usually do. So I'm still, that's a work in progress in itself, as I get notifications right now. Ryan Blaney, it seemed like he was on a total different strategy game last weekend at the Indianapolis Road Course for the Verizon 200 there. And then it all came in frustration there. Ryan Blaney at one point was on a total different strategy, which saw him finish second in stage one. Now, I thought that was reverse. He got nose points in stage two. Did stay out for stage one and got second place points on that. And later on, he got shuffled out. And then, of course, I did not see what happened with he and Daniel Suarez. And then, of course, I go back and there was a little small clip of Ryan Blaney turning Suarez at the end of the race there. So, I honestly, I don't know what happened right there. All I know is Ryan Blaney, after all that, it was going to be a solid points day for him. He was in the top 10 for majority of the day. Guys, high as leading this race. He led twice for 17 laps in this race. And yet, I was looking down the rundown sheet. I had to double check his name. I thought for damn sure he finished the top 10. Nope. He finished 26. Whoop, that helped Martin Truex Jr. out a little bit. Despite his undoing, not much his undoing, but a driver's undoing there. Sitting it damn five wide. And listen, I'll probably say this again on Sunday's episode, but some of these drivers out here look like they were Xfinity drivers. Sending it in there. If you're not leading, I get it that if you're up front, maybe in the top 10 somewhere, you do that. I'll be okay with that. If you're back there racing for fucking, excuse me, for freaking 20th position, you shouldn't be sitting at 5 wide. I'm sorry. You can probably tell by my voice there, and I'm still angry at that. I'm sorry. You don't be an idiot and sitting at 5 wide. We have no chance of making it. He basically made, Joey Logano, I'm speaking of, he basically made another lane. And he was going to go off track doing that. And somehow he, of course, squeezed it back in there and knocked Truex out of the way. And then Truex was a pinball. Nothing could do there. Got even more damage. Damage done. I thought Blaney for sure was going to finish top 10. But nope, he did not do that. So that was benefits of that as well. So Blaney had a little episode with Suarez. And once again, Joey Logano ruins Martin Truex Jr.'s spot. Now, he probably would not finish top 10, but he would finish at least top dozen. At least that did not happen as well. So that's freaking unfortunate there for Truex there. On top of that, here as I calculate here at the same time. Yeah, I apologize about that. It's a rarity that I say the F word on the podcast there. But yeah, when you're still kind of antsy a little bit there, then that's a problem there. But Yeah, if you're going for the lead, I got no problem with that. But if you're battling for like little ass 20th position, then or 15th, whatever, then that move shouldn't have been made there. But it keeps the Blaney Truex points within range for Martin, 25. Now, Ryan Blaney won Michigan last year, and this could have been big for Ryan Blaney going here, but instead lost all those points, and now it's still manageable for Martin Truex Jr. to try to hop in front of Blaney, because for whatever reason, I have this in mind, folks, right? Kevin Harvick, right, knows how to win at Michigan, right? So is Martin Truex Jr. Martin Truex Jr. hasn't had a win yet at that track, and Blaney. Okay, so Harvick and Blaney have wins at Michigan, right? Truex has come close multiple times, hasn't done that because of, you know, trying to finish off races and whatnot. You know how that goes. So, yeah, man. I'm a little worried and a little attentive this weekend if I'm one of those guys up in those two spots. But Harvick lately has had a speed over the course of what, last month and change, right? So that's got to be a little worrisome now going in here, because again, Harvick wins his race this weekend, right? He jumps Truex and sends Blaney the cut line. Now, if Blaney has more issues this weekend, then I welcome as a fan, I welcome it. But I don't really see much but a mistake. Now, obviously, I believe Richmond is next after the Michigan weekend doubleheader weekend, which the Xfinity Series will be racing on Saturday. The Cup Series will be racing on Sunday there, excuse me, as well. So yeah, we just gotta see what happens there. Harvick, I know, looking down the line here, where did Kevin Harvick finish at down here? Harvick 33rd. He got caught up in all the action as well, so these guys that got caught up that are trying to fight to get in the 2022 postseason all had issues late in their race, including Ryan Blaney. I thought Ryan Blaney finished top 10 for sure, but that did not happen at all. So that was kind of surprising to look at it. And then you have some guys, rookies, finishing the top 5 there. Again, I'll get into that in the Sunday episode there, but I'll just mention a couple others. Harrison Burton, best career cup finish to date. Todd Gillen, I think that's also his best career date to date. And how about the resurgence of this 23 car of Bubba Wallace? Probably the highlight, which turned out to be the highlight of the day for me. Bubba Wallace, 4th straight top 10 finish. Hey, I don't care how you get it done. I said it earlier, you know, for the probably exception of these career courses, Bubba has a chance here. Obviously, all this momentum now, and I would not put it past him that he's won at Michigan via in the truck series. That was a hell of a race to watch. That was a few years ago. There were Bubba Wallace in the truck series. I can't remember which truck he drove, but he drove a hell of a race, and he was determined that day. So, anything else, Bubba Wallace is somebody you gotta start paying attention to if you have not already done so. But I know you're gonna say, well, you know, he was up there, he was up there in the top 15. Now, he ran in the Xfinity Series race the day before for Joe Gibbs Racing, I want to say, at least. I'm trying to calculate that again, but that was good. He keeps the momentum running for this race team going in there, and I wouldn't put him past it either. He'll be contender on Sunday for sure. There's that as well. Michael McDowell, another appearance in the top 10 yet again there. Chris Buescher, Cole Custer, those guys all finding it out, trying to get in. And obviously, Watkins Glen, you know, I'm looking at this now. Looking at this rest of these racetracks now, right? Richmond, 4 races left, right? Including this weekend. Michigan, Richmond, Watkins Glen, and then you have the wild card of the wild cards in Daytona. So, yeah, man. It's only going to get fascinating from here. Obviously, the leading the way. Where did Eric Almirola finish at? Almirola. Leading down here. Almirola. Still haven't seen him yet. Ooh! Dead last. Eric Almirola. Dead last. That's not going to help. He was going to have to win anyways to get in. And I think Daytona's going to be his shot, as well as all the rest of these cars that have opportunity to sneak in. So I think for some reason, I think this weekend will be a good opportunity to get one of those spots filled with a winner. And I'll tell you that after this.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Episode 308 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, here with you guys for a few more minutes on the Playoff Wash Edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We will carry this all the way through the regular season finale at Daytona and set the stage there for you guys as well. We're setting the stage here for Michigan on Sunday here on this podcast. And for those of you new to this show, welcome on board to the podcast, folks, where we go to talk all things NASCAR related. And on this episode, we talk about the Cup Series. And if you're wanting more truck and Xfinity coverage, we covered that on the episodes of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast last week. Make sure you go back and listen to those as well. I put out back-to-back episodes of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, episode 307A. And B, so you like how I did that. So go back and check that out as well. Well, setting the stage here for Michigan, right? And when you look, again, the reason why I say this could be a perfect time, a perfect opportunity to see one of those winners without a victory, cash in on victory lane because these guys, right? As I'm looking at the stats that I pulled up here on a website that I use frequently, Martin Truex Jr., going back to 2019, right? Average finish of fifth. And Kevin Harvick, average finish of sixth. No, actually, when you round them up, yeah, they're both average of fifth, right? So, four top fives, five top tens for Truex, three top fives, four top tens. And here's the number to alert you guys, folks. Martin Truex Jr. Nation. Ryan Blaney Nation. Three wins for Kevin Harvick. Yeah, three wins for Kevin Harvick in that span. You got to go back to winter of 2019 to find it. Find his numbers, right? Three wins. And that's why I kind of been fearing the fact that despite Harvick up and down year, you got to look at what he's done lately, right? Prior to Indianapolis Road Course. And he had an opportunity to maybe sneak out of Pocono with a win, but he got collected thanks to another Ross Chastain incident here in 2022. Harvick in that span, three top fives, four top tens, three wins in that span. He has been the top. When you come to Michigan, you got to think of the Fords, and particularly Harvick, Blaney. Blaney lost all those points. Now, I mean, you can't have another mistake. I mean, that's just the way it is right there. As well, you go down here to the list here. Pretty much everybody on this list, for the exception of Truex, Harvick, and Keselowski, not in the playoffs. Keselowski, since 2019, average finish at Michigan. And remember, Brad Keselowski is from the state of Michigan, right? He thinks this race is bigger than Daytona 500. That's not my words. That's his words. That's his words right there. Brad Keselowski. And Keselowski is, speaking of up and down day, Brad Keselowski was just off the track multiple times on last weekend and spinning out off turn one, spinning out in the tunes. He seems like he was spinning out everywhere except for the mood, it seems like, for him. But he still finished, 20th, one spot ahead of Truex there as well. So to come back like that, pretty gratifying, you ask me there. Keselowski, no wins in that span. One top five, three top tens going back to 2019 in that window. for Brad Keselowski there as well. Yeah, everyone else on this list has a win in the bank, for the exception of Harvick, Truex, and Keselowski there as well. So again, guys, I don't know how to explain this to you guys, obviously, but I'm interested in, again, it's been the theme all year long, seeing how this new car operates on these different types of tracks. Last time, I believe, I want to say, closest to this is California. Cali. Yeah, we saw Suarez up there battling for the race one. I don't know where Harvick finished at that time either. Let's take a look back, because when you think about this Michigan, you often compare it to Auto Club, right? So, yeah, we're looking at that right now, obviously, here. Let's see if I can pull that up here. Early, you got to go back early in the season for that. Got to go back February 27th there, where Kyle Larson won that race there. And we'll see where everyone else falls. All right, so leading the way there, obviously, Austin Dillon, right, who is outside the cut line, right, needs a win. Second, Eric Jones finished third, right? Almirola finished sixth, right? Then you got to go back down, and that's where you find Harvick, seventh. Reese Nellis Jr. in the 10th position. That is your top, into the top 10 moment right there for bubble drivers are trying to get in the 2022 playoffs. Then you got to go down Cole Custer, 11th, and you find Martin Truex Jr. You find him there, finished 13th. At Auto Club. So we're going to find out for sure. And I wouldn't put it past our recent winner in the Cup Series, Tyler Reddick. Got his second win of the year last weekend, going for number 3 this weekend. And I wouldn't put it past you that I'll probably see this again in speaking this future existence on Sunday's episode. But yeah, when you think about that, Tyler Reddick, right, had the field covered at Auto Club. That's all I got. That's all I got to think about. All I think of right there in that spot. And if not for either, I forget what that issue was that he suffered. I want to say it was something mechanical. Like, I can't remember either that or he hit the wall somewhere and they couldn't fix it or whatnot. But yes, that team right there, that 18, I would not put it past them to see back-to-back wins either. But the flip side too, Harvick could stay in the way of all the fate there. So, and both for these guys, Martin Truex Jr. and Kevin Harvick, and not much as Blaney, those guys are good at Richmond. Truex especially, Harvick also as well. So gotta think these next 2 weeks could fill up that 16 winner bucket for sure, and then have everyone else scramble and fight for that win to get into the playoffs. So I just read off some numbers right there, guys. you just cannot emphasize more enough that got to win. And Harvick put himself in a more deeper hole than he has already to this point. So, hey, man, it's all about getting business done here at the right time on the 3Wide Nascar podcast with EG3 as it's about to come to a close here. Real quick, I want to share one note here before we leave here on this podcast here. Yes. Last night, right? Again, I'm recording this on Wednesday, so this is a few days earlier, right? North Wilkesboro in the house. Yep, I did see some video last night. What a great crowd that showed up there at North Wilkesboro. The revival of North Wilkesboro Speedway there. In North Carolina. Oh, speaking of North Carolina, I'll end it on that. Hang on a second. But North Wilkesboro, real quick, guys. That place was, for at least from the pitcher's standpoint, get racing back. Huge. Now, I talked about the truck series on the last edition of the 3Wide Nascar Podcast of EG3, right? Bringing that back to IRP, which I was not aware of until seeing a notification on Twitter that truck racing about to start at IRP. IRP meaning Indianapolis Raceway Park, for those of you who are new to NASCAR and all that. Yeah, so that they had a good crowd as well. Grant Finger won that playoff race. Huge for him. And to see those stands packed, that's big time right there. Bring the Xfinity Series back to IRP, right? North Wilkesboro. Interesting scenario here. Big time crowd last night. And again, Ryan Newman won one of the features last night. The past SRX winner this year, or one of them, I should say, Ryan Newman, bringing that checkered flag home last night. Yeah, man, to see that, that's refreshing, man. To see that, all it's been through, all the work has put into that racetrack, the revival of that racetrack. I love it. I love the theme, man. To see the fans, what does it mean? Hey, at least, I know I'm putting this out there. Hey, at least put the truck series out on that surface next year. You don't want to build it too quickly, right? You want to build the building blocks, right? As I love to say on the Pro Project Podcast, right? Build those building blocks, right? Hey, man, the Modifieds raced on this, whatnot, and there are a few other series raced on it last night. And I'm probably going to look at some more or North Wilkesboro film this week as well. But, man, I tell you, just looking at the crowd, huge crowd. Dale Jr. is supposed to be racing in the Modifieds later on this month. Or actually, at the end of the month, he's supposed to be taking center stage at North Wilkesboro as well. That's going to be a hoot. I'll be stunned if that place ain't jam-packed. I'll be stunned at that. So, you got to feel very excited and pumped up for North Wilkesboro, obviously. Man, I mean, from what we saw, obviously, for the COVID year, the whole iRacing deal and whatnot, and that was one thing. But this actually putting pen to paper, it makes sense to build it slowly. I wouldn't like rush it all the way through, but I would maybe the next year or two put it. And I'm putting this out there. Put the truck series on that racetrack next year, baby. I mean, that'll be some show. I mean, we saw some a shit show at IRP with the truck series race with people, guys not using their heads, driving up their ass, whatnot. This is going to be an Eon's episode. Yeah, I mean, you want to see it. And the fans coming out, love their racing over there. That's big. That's big time. So kudos. I'm going to put it 3 wide in a good way for North Wilkesboro for the work that they put on that racetrack to at least give it a chance. And they've given it more of a chance, in my opinion, there. So 3 wide this week, North Wilkesboro in the house. There as well. I thought of this attending the show, right? And you're listening to Through NASCAR Podcast EG3, Eddie Greer III here, closing this thing out on this playoff watch edition of the podcast. Yeah. Back to the listeners. And I started with thanking you guys, and I'm going to end it thanking you guys. I saw on here, or on there, on the metrics at least, Mooresville, North Carolina. You know what that means, right? You know what that means, right? There's people listening over there. That's big, man. I thank you guys. I thank you guys. Seriously. From the bottom of my heart, thank you guys. For those listeners out there, make sure you, again, I'm going to say the same thing like I always said. Make sure you spread the word out there. It is a NASCAR hub out there in North Carolina. Make sure you get it out there to those who love racing. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of race fans. Obviously, you have to be if you're not living in North Carolina or make a career out of it, basically. So I want to shout them out. Appreciate you guys. Mooresville, North Carolina, shout out for what you've done. You're on the map here in the 3-1 NASCAR Pro EG3 as far as metrics concerned as well. That's big time. That's big for me. That means a lot right there. So thank you guys. Again, if you're a hard listeners of the show, definitely make sure you relay this to another NASCAR fan. As long as if you're in Mooresville, North Carolina, Georgia, Texas, wherever you're listening to this podcast, make sure you continue to spread the word about this podcast. It means a bunch. Like cities just like Mooresville, North Carolina, which is a mega hub for racing. We have listeners who listen out there as well. So I definitely wanted to get that out here before I signed off here today on this podcast. And again, I apologize for my language. I'm pretty fired. I'm still salty a little bit, but I apologize in advance for my language later on that. But hey, I mean, passion, baby. You can't fake it. You can't fake your passion that drives me. It drives me every day to be the best driver different person I can be, and I can be continuing to grow, continue to be better on this podcast on a weekly basis. Again, I'm still not 100% sure moving forward, obviously, where this podcast is going to stand at. Obviously, we'll be covering you right through the cutoff line, the cutoff race at Daytona, the regular season finale, which anything goes there. We're going to have coverage of it all the way through, and then maybe I'm going to probably have an announcement after that is when I'll finalize things for this podcast moving forward as well, because we got football season around here coming up for Kansas State. It's going to be a big one, so we're going to be covering that as well. So as far as this podcast goes, which is, again, my first, my baby, we'll see you going forward, but I will be still posting episodes. Don't worry, but moving forward, there could be another different system for this podcast moving forward as well. But yeah, again, shout out Mooresville, North Carolina as well. Kyle Busch, I'll slip this in here before I sign off here. Kyle Busch did say he'll take a pay cut to stay at Joe Gibbs Racing, and I'm going to have more on that on Sunday's episode of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast as well. So Kyle Busch obviously has been looking and looking and looking for his next ride, or hopefully to stay at Joe Gibbs Racing, which is number one priority. Joe Gibbs and crew have been kind of been messing around with this for a while, and we're coming up to the end of the regular season here in 4 more weeks. Can't believe it, NASCAR Nation, 4 more weeks. Again, if you want more Truex takes, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3. If you're a Martin Truex Jr. fan, you can follow me at Eddie_Eddie3G. I'll say it again because I probably said it wrong the first time. At Eddie_3G is my Twitter handle. All things Martin Truex Jr. and, of course, racing along with that as well. So you big Martin Truex Jr. fan, make sure you follow me there as well. So that was a lot of fun tweeting the race with you guys last week there in place of our fearless leader, Jody B. Again, shout out to Jody B. She does a wonderful job. So definitely that was fun, and I got a lot of followers out of that. So definitely I will go back and make sure I follow you guys back before I head out as well. Wait a minute. As far as Sunday goes, I probably won't be tweeting as much, but I'll still be tweeting because so that's it on that, folks. I rambled on far enough. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 in the books here on this Wednesday. Recorded this a few days earlier because I got a busy weekend ahead of me this weekend. Thank you again to all who downloaded and subscribed to this 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Much love to you guys for making this happen. Once again, we'll be back with another episode. It's going to be the second weekend in a row. We're going to post back-to-back episodes of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We're going to have a race recap because we already covered the Xfinity Series. And the trucks were off? Say? No, the trucks did race, didn't they? I got that covered already. So pretty much it's going to be all cup again on Sunday's episode. So looking forward to that as well. But for right now, congratulations. I'll say this again. Congratulations to Tyler Reddick. Win number 2 of the 2022 season and having momentum in the playoffs.
listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.